Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, so let's take another step toward your best self today. This is your weekend recap. Now, let's review. On Monday, I shared a pioneering theory about identity and how its pull force works on you because being inconsistent with your identity creates an unmet need. This all comes from our mind's primary objective to keep us safe. And since our current identity is comfortable and proven to work, being anything else is a threat and produces a need to live with integrity. Tuesday was all about how perfection is impossible and that doing our best is actually more a matter of context. There are different versions of best. It's a moving target that is always updating, and what's best varies based on the environment it's being viewed within. Ultimately, this awareness should encourage you to find subtle ways to redesign your life and see if it creates a better result. Wednesday's insight was stolen from Aristotle's sarcastic remarks. To avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, and be nothing. The message under the message is basically a testament to the truth that we will offend people no matter what we do. So if you desire for anything, accept that as a given and fully express your truth. Thursday's feature in Allyship with Mental Health Awareness Month was actually a question that anyone going through mental hardship can ask themselves. What could I be grateful for today? It's specific enough to make you produce an answer to the question, but it's open-ended enough that it doesn't dismiss the reality of present hardship. And finally, on Friday, I simply encouraged you to do more of your favorite things. It's what we want to do most. They're our favorite things for a reason. So how about we make them a pillar that we build our life around rather than something we try to fit into other responsibilities? I promise you that your world won't fall apart when you flip the order of priority. I'm Brian Ford, and I am here to support you in living an extraordinary life and making the extraordinary impact only you can make. If you're new to the podcast, let's make sure you have the right foundation. There are 7 fundamentals to self-improvement that so many people miss, and I don't want you to make the same mistakes. They're delivered in 7 of the best, most popular podcast episodes from the past, and they'll help you make up for lost time quickly. Click the link in the description and make sure you know these 7 fundamentals. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.